Hello, this is me, Justin Robert Young. Okay, so I was preparing, and this is a terrible intro. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Justin Robert Young podcast. Normally, I would do a show wherein I would sit in my studio, or I would sit in someone's living room, or I would sit in a hotel room, and I would do a Justin Robert Young jury show. And I would get it out to you guys. However, I have been here in Cleveland for about 24 hours now, preparing for my role in the coverage of BitTorrent TV. This is a brand new news outlet debuting literally within the next hour for the Republican National Convention. And then going forward will be kind of a brand new broadcast option. However, I've been trying to do my part on that. I didn't really have it in me last night to actually sit down and give a real, good, proper jury show. So, here is what I decided to do. I will give you four jury shows because I am staying about 30 minutes walking away from where I need to be every day. So, I will record these little kind of mobile diary episodes and be able to take your emails and Twitter stuff, and we can you can have kind of a more direct diary access to me at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, wherein Donald J. Trump, businessman, will have the opportunity to select, or sorry, to accept his position as the nominee of the Republican Party. Quick story. I took a red eye here. No idea why I keep taking red eyes. It is absolutely just baffling. Although I do think I am getting better at them, which is its own little chestnut. So I fly San Francisco, going to Houston, then Houston to Cleveland. Pro tip, if you're planning on taking red eyes and you can sleep on planes, two very, very specific elements that you need to check off your box if you want to take this advice. Take a red eye flight that is longer than you need it to be. So for example, I could have taken a red eye flight from San Francisco to Chicago, Chicago to Cleveland, shorter flight. I could have taken one from San Francisco to Denver, Denver to Cleveland, shorter flight. Instead, and this was kind of completely out of happenstance, so don't pretend like I'm saying that I did this on purpose, because I totally didn't. But now I have discovered, I have unlocked, almost like I unlocked level 15 in Pokemon Go, the same day that I evolved a 998 Vaporeon. Yeah, Cleveland Gyms, watch your a-hole, because I am coming to investigate. I unlocked this pro tip. Take the longer red-eye flight. Why? Why would you want to be on a plane longer? Well, only and specifically in this scenario, when you want to sleep longer. And so that was what I did. Man, I slept like a baby. San Francisco to Houston, woke up, you know, effed around in the United Club for about 15 minutes, got a couple glasses of water, got back on a plane, flew to Cleveland. Now, here is the best part. If you're unfamiliar with how a convention works, what we, and we covered it a lot on politics, obviously, what happened during the primary season was all the candidates came out and they said, hey, I should be the guy. And then everybody voted. And what I'm sure you heard on television was stuff about delegates. Well, Jeb Bush wins blank delegates. That might actually be too true. Donald Trump wins Y delegates, yada, yada, yada. Well, those delegates are not necessarily just points on a scoreboard. They are probably, you know, in truth, mostly just points on a scoreboard. But they wind up being actual, living, breathing human beings. They then come to the National Convention, and they all, one by one, with their beating human hearts, all go ahead and cast their vote. And so that's where you, and this is kind of more nerdy, you get into bound delegates versus unbound delegates, of like they have to vote for who their state voted for, or they can vote for whoever they want, yada, yada, yada. Long story short, delegates are real people, and they are very proud to be from their states, especially states that have more state pride than others. And of course, by that, I mean Texas. So I am curled up, and man, I have no shame when I'm sleeping on a plane. I got full fetal position, head on the side of the plane. Like, I am, who knows if I snore, if I fart, I could just be like a bazooka. You know, it is just, you know, who knows? No holds barred. I don't care. I'm here to sleep. I ain't here to make friends, dog. So the first thing that I hear as I start to open my eyes, and this is, I guess, after the plane lands, right? It was like, on the tarmac, is the stars at night are big and bright. Clap, 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 deep in the heart of Texas. It was amazing. Man, I think I almost just got run over by Secret Service. Fucking three black explorers just went tearing around this corner. Man, this will be great. This is a great opportunity in case I get caught up in a riot. Although I don't know who's rioting at, you know, 9:30 in the morning. I am assuming they were delegates. Otherwise, I mean, I don't know if I've taken a ton of flights from Dallas and Austin and Houston, San Antonio. I don't know if I've ever just randomly had people do the stars at night are big and bright deep in the heart of Texas chant randomly when a plane lands. Guessing it's somebody with a lot of state pride. But who knows? Who knows? Let's move on to more important topics. Pokemon Go. Many of you are playing Pokemon Go. The rest of you, you know, I mean, come on, man, what are you doing? What are you doing? I have a goal. I got a goal. And that is to take a gym while I'm here in Cleveland. I'm very excited to do it. I've been learning a lot, and I would like to share some of my Pokemon Go knowledge with you. Number one, when you're in gym fights, dodging, very key element and underutilized strategy. It is not just a race to see who can tap their finger the fastest. Number two, lucky eggs, very crucial in terms of XP. Also, folks, I'm just going to go ahead and say that, you know, only trainers who pinch their Pidgeys make my rainy day. All right? Save yo Pidgeys. Pidgeys are here for a good reason. Zubats, straight garbage. 50 candy to evolve. Come on, dog. Just because there's a lot of you doesn't mean they gotta be so expensive. Pidgeys, Weedles, Caterpies. 12 candy to evolve. Candy makes you dandy. This is the way that you go ahead and do massive XP hacking. Here's how. Right before you evolve a crap ton of, like, basically all your Pokemon, but specifically a ton of Pidgeys, Weedles, and Caterpies, you crack open one of those lucky eggs. Ooh-wee! Sunny side up on the XP side, baby! You do that, you time out a couple of them there walking eggs, wherein you're walking and getting credit for hatching them eggs. Man, it's a great time. Ashley and I, on Saturday, Ashley gets these wild hairs, man. Like, I don't even know what goes through her mind sometimes, but considering she's married to me and she indulges so many of my whims and, you know, lunacy, I guess I have literally no reason to complain. But she gets this wild hair that she wants to get Pokemon onesies. A Pikachu onesie for her, a Charmander onesie for me. So we get them in, and we decide we're going to go Poke hunting on a STURDAY night. And so we do. We're walking out, go to the wine bar. People are taking pictures with us. Goddamn celebrities honking their car horns as we're walking down the street. Feeling great. Head over to a big cluster of people playing Pokemon Go around the lake. Oh, baller. Everyone's complimenting us. And I just look them right back in the eye and I say, hey, listen, dude. Dress for the job you want, not the job you have. Charmander out. So then I get this idea. And this is where things will kind of come full circle. I'm like, wait a minute. What if I have my Charmander outfit and I'm about to take this red eye to the Republican National Convention? What if I go ahead and take that Charmander outfit all the way down to the Republican National Convention and I try to either A, wear it on the floor, or B, try to get other people up to and including, but not limited to, delegates or elected officials to wear the Charmander suit. I kind of feel like now's the time. Pokemon goes hot as hell, and you can't teach that. Okay, programming note. This will basically be the jury show for the week. I don't mean this, I mean these rolling diary things. I think I'm going to release this one just as a standalone. If you guys would like for me to continue to release them daily as standalones, then I'll be happy to do that. If not, then I can compile all them and put them into a bonus episode that we can release at the end of the week. If you like this, then I will obviously continue to do it on at the Democratic National Convention in Philly next week. By the way, I'm walking over. I have a very scenic walk over this bridge. Maybe I'll take some snaps or something of it. Follow me on Snapchat, at Justin R. Young on Twitter, at Justin R. Young on Snapchat, Justin R. Young on Instagram. Email me questions that you have, either of the Republican National Convention or just life in general, that will make these walks a little easier for me, because although I'm sure I'll have enough to share, it'll always be more fun if it's interactive. And here's the biggie. Ladies and gentlemen, come check me out this very day on the brand new and debuting BitTorrent Network, BitTorrent News Network, BTN. The second T in BitTorrent is capitalized, and if you don't do it, you're a noob. Folks, it's not just for downloading Doctor Who before it airs on BBC America anymore. Now you're getting your news from it, and they were so nice enough to hire me for these conventions, and who knows what going forward. So, how do you get it? That's what you want to know. That's what I'm here to tell you. Go on to your Apple television or your Fire TV. You want to download the BitTorrent Live app. This is a brand new platform where you can stream all sorts of awesome stuff. Then are going to switch the channel to BitTorrent News. I don't know, funny enough, I think the network that auto-loads right now is Twit, which was really funny, because that was the last network I was on, and now I'm joining a new network. So go ahead and check that out. They will be releasing, if they have not already, an iOS 10 app that you can use and watch us with. Browser solutions are going to be kind of hard to come by. I'm not going to lie to you folks. They are very interested in pushing the app, but I don't think that they will be impossible, and I will do my best to spread that around on the QT if I can. Other than that, I know iOS apps are coming. Android apps are coming. I know that already people are going to stab me right in the eyeball because I haven't listed a Roku app. Although, you know, just know that there are diligent top men working for your cause on the inside. And that man has three names. Jesus Robert Christ. Just kidding. It's Justin Robert Young. Okay. That is this walkin' and talkin' episode of the Jury Podcast. More tomorrow. Catch me tonight. I am live from 5 o'clock in the afternoon until they stop talking. Tonight is Make America Safe Again, a.k.a. Benghazi night. Ooh-wee, Rick. What are they gonna do? I'll see y'all later. Bye. Please don't die.